It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light up. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
My great awakening. What happened to the power of God? Like all the zoos astray. A great awakening. Dark. Light away. Help us to know who you are today. That nothing stands between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
He responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming.
Here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, thank you very much, Tom Dooley, and good to have you listening in here on BPN Radio on this Friday. And this is the 8th day of May, 2015. Yesterday, National Day of Prayer. Millions of people praying concerning America. As we continue to pray here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Today's going to be a great broadcast. I have my granddaughter on today, Taylor Gentry, and she graduates from Oklahoma University tomorrow, and she's going to be talking about her journey and some groups that she started there on campus. We're going to ask her about the storms there in the Oklahoma City area on Wednesday night, and also she'll be talking about her ministry to autistic children. So it's going to be a great day here on BPN. Thanks for praying with me yesterday, the National Day of Prayer, and we certainly cooperated with that National Day of Prayer, but you must understand that we are praying every day. Every day we declare it's a National Day of Prayer here on BPN Radio, praying 24 hours a day around the globe, around the clock, for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. These are desperate days, but we believe God. We believe that a new wave of revival is about to roll across this nation in many cities across America, and we are absolutely believing God for these things. And so we're going to pray in just a moment, but I would like to invite you to be a part of our 1,000 prayer centers in America by being a prayer leader. And so we are calling for 1,000 prayer leaders in America. You know, we have over 1,000 churches now represented and over 700 cities. And now we're believing for 1,000 prayer leaders, believing for 1,000 churches, 1,000 cities, and 1,000 prayer leaders. And if you're on our mailing list, you received yesterday, you received an invitation to be a part of this. And it's simply read, on this National Day of Prayer, we're calling for 1,000 prayer leaders who will lead prayer weekly in your church, home, campus, business, social media, etc. And we will send you weekly prayer requests via email. Please send us the following information to be included on the 1,000 prayer leaders list below. And we have Manford, Oklahoma, Cheryl Ortiz, which has our national prayer coordinator, and she's leading prayer on Facebook. And then we have Tracy Johnson from Saskatoon Christian Center, Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. Brad Keller leading prayer at the Journey Church, Bethel, Vermont. Jay Pike is leading prayer at the Gate Church in Oklahoma City. And Chuck Pelham is leading prayer at the New Harvest Church in Clewiston, Florida. Polo De La Cruz is leading prayer at El Quintro, a church in Topeka, Kansas. Judy Dodson is leading prayer at Temple Baptist Church in Bern, North Carolina. Rick Rapp is leading prayer at Gateway Church International, Roswell, New Mexico. Callie Hargraves is leading prayer at Celebration of Life in Baytown, Texas. Lawrence Neeson is leading prayer at Destiny Christian Center, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Art Evans is leading prayer at Christian Worship Center, San Diego, California. Gary Patterson is leading prayer at Great Grace Revival Ministry, Blairsville, Georgia. Billy Burns has a private location where he's leading prayer in North Richland Hills, Texas. And Deborah Farley leading prayer at Accelerate Church, Amarillo, Texas. Cody Anderson is leading prayer at Faith Center Fellowship, Mena, Oklahoma. And Easy and Lena Jones leading prayer at Generation Church in Sugarland, Texas. Betsy Stanton is leading prayer at Calvary Cathedral, Fort Worth, Texas. Jack Mooring at New River Fellowship, Franklin, Texas. Dave Rogers at Church of the Hills in Ingram, Texas. And so there are others. We just want to thank you for this opportunity to be able to pray. And we are believing God for 1,000 prayer leaders that's leading prayer in churches across America and around the world. So get your application in. And all you have to do is just go to BPN Radio. All you have to do when you get this is just go to BPN Radio, respond to it, bpnradio.com. Or if you have received an email, just respond to the email and we will add you to the list. Well, Father, we just pray for this prayer service today. Your will, plan, and purpose be done here on BPN Radio on this Friday. We come by the name of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus, declaring, God, that you are our Father, and we are your sons and daughters. We pray the will of God be done during this hour of power. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. Whatever you want to do today, we pray that you'll speak to us today in the name of the Lord, the name of Jesus. And Father, we just declare that this is a good day to pray, a good Friday to pray, and we're just... We just know that prayer is changing things, and we are believing that here on BPN Radio today that wonderful things are going to be happening today. And this is Godfrey Bertel singing, "This is a Good Day to Pray." And then we're going to be back with an interview with my spiritual granddaughter, Taylor Gentry, on the phone. Here's Godfrey Bertel. "It's a Good Day to Pray."
This is a good day to pray. This is a good day. The day the Lord has made, and I'm so happy.
that I can dance in the rain. This is a good day to live for Jesus my King. This is a good day. This is a good day to pray. This is a good day.
Yes,
the day the Lord has made, and I'm so happy that I can dance in the rain. This is a good day to live for Jesus my King. And I say Jesus is Lord.
Yes,
Jesus.
Okay, it's great to have with me today on BPN Radio my granddaughter, Taylor Gentry, who tomorrow will graduate from Oklahoma University and with a degree in communications. I have Taylor on the line with me today. Taylor, it's great to have you on BPN.
Hi, yes. Well, thank you for having me, Papa.
And they had some storms there in Norman and Oklahoma City on Wednesday night, and
yes.
You had to take shelter two or three times. What happened there?
Well, on Wednesday afternoon, I was actually at work, and we just all started noticing that the sky was getting dark, and we started watching the weather, and, it said tornadoes were headed our way up from Chickasha, and so I did not think it would be that bad, but, you know, by the time I got home, we were getting into the shelter. Within 10 minutes of me arriving home, we were packing up stuff and getting into the shelter. So we were down there, and we had the car radio on so we could hear what they were saying. And the tornado was headed towards Norman and Moore in the OKC area. And so we were down in the shelter for probably about 30 minutes because it was headed right towards our neighborhood. And it missed us by a mile, but everyone around us, damaged the fences and trees. And, I mean, it was pretty scary. I mean, we could hear the roar of the tornado from the shelter. The garage door was shaking, and it was hailing and rain. So it was pretty scary for a little bit. We weren't sure where it was at, so we thought it was maybe going to hit our house. But everybody was fine around us. But, I mean, there's so many families, with their houses just flattened, flooding. A lot of families, their houses are completely flooded. So just a lot of prayers need to go out for many, many, many families.
And your church also got some damage.
Yes, Victory Family Church in Norman got damage done. Everybody was safe and well. They were in a shelter there at the church, but the church did get some damage.
Mm-hmm. Well, the people, I know the people there in Norman and Moore, they've had, my goodness, they've had so much damage over the last few years from tornadoes and storms. And so, yeah, we just have our listening audience to be praying for the people there in the Oklahoma City area, Chickasha, Oklahoma, and all through there, more damage there. Well, it's going to be a great day tomorrow when you graduate from Oklahoma University. And our family has been OU fans in all of my life and all of your family's life. And I know that you had a dream to go to Oklahoma University. It didn't seem like you could do it financially, but God came through, didn't he? He provided.
He came through. He provided like he always does. That had always been my dream to come up and go to OU. And, looking at the big picture, I didn't think it was possible, but then I thought, no, everything's possible with God in control. So came up here and made it, and now we're graduating. So still very thankful and blessed by these last few years, and made a lot of friendships and developed relationships that I believe will last for a lifetime. And it's just, I've grown so much and learned, and God has really done a lot. So it's been great. And now I'm ready for the new season.
Well, you've certainly proved that by faith, someone can go to college and be able to pay their tuition and their bills and everything. And I know that you've had a good journey there. You've proven that a Christian young lady can go to a secular university if their prayer life is right, if their faith is intact, and.
Right.
So I know that you've had some challenges, but I know that it's possible to do that and still keep your Christian faith, right?
Right. Yes, it definitely doable, and I feel like you even grow more in your walk with the Lord and in your faith when you're put in an environment like that, in a secular university, and I feel so much stronger and closer to the Lord now than I did even before I came to OU, because it's just a different environment, and there's, a lot of temptations everywhere, and people are doing this, and, you're hanging out with this crowd. So it's easy to get wrapped up in a lot of things. But like you said, if you just stay faithful and put the Lord first, then, he'll bless you, and we'll get through it. And it's just been a wonderful journey. I'm just very thankful.
And you've also started up. You've also pioneered a group there of young ladies called the Okie Belle since you've been there.
Yes, that was so fun. My second semester at OU, I've always felt called to women's ministry, and I just love young girls and being a part of that whole ministry. And so my second semester, I wanted to start something for girls who were transfer students like myself, who this is the way to get involved and be able to volunteer and give back to the community and have a good group of friends. And so we started Okie Belle's, and it's based on sisterhood, leadership, and service. And we've done a lot of socials and volunteer opportunities throughout the community over the last couple years, and we're really growing and expanding. And it's been incredible, honestly, to just see friendships flourish and the community be affected by it in a positive way. So it's been really great.
Yeah, I know that you had a friend that had a similar organization on the campus of Texas A&M University, and you said,
yes,
if she can do it there, you can do it in at OU, right?
Right, right. I was like, you know what? If they've done it there, we can do it at OU. And yeah, now we're sister organizations with the Aggie Bells at Texas A&M. So that's really neat and exciting. It's just all been really awesome.
Yeah. Well, you are a pioneer lady and a wonderful young lady. I'm really proud to have you as my granddaughter.
Thank you, Papa.
I've really seen your faith grow, and I've seen your leadership skills increase, and tomorrow we're going to celebrate your graduation from Oklahoma University. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful occasion. Our friends are going to be there, and it's going to be an awesome day. And I know that you're praying about your future. I know that so many people graduate from high school or from college. They don't know exactly what they're going to do, but it's not a major problem. We just we just pray the will of God be done, right?
Right. And, you know, coming from a university like OU and graduating from this type of university, everybody kind of has a plan, and they know where they're going, and they're doing this or that. And so it's very easy to get wrapped up in, oh, my gosh, what am I going to do? Or, oh, I'm such a failure. I don't have, you know, this big-time job lined up. And so, to be honest, I mean, I've struggled here and there, you know, throughout this whole year, like, what am I going to do? And because I'm a planner, and so a lot of times I have to remind myself, you know, got to give it to the Lord, and he has the plan, and he knows what he's doing, but I like to be informed of the plan, but that's not how it works sometimes. So, it's great. I mean, I know that God has something huge in store and wonderful, and it's all in his timing. So I'm just kind of, you know, seeking his face and seeing what he wants me to do, and it's going to be good. I'm excited.
Yeah. Well, he does have a wonderful plan. I know even now he's setting up divine appointments, divine connections for you. And I know you've had a wonderful journey, including the opportunity to work with some autistic or children that have challenges. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, I would love to. A year ago, God kind of just landed that job in my lap. I was nannying for a family, and then they had a connection with another family who had autistic twins. And so I went through some training, and now I teach social skills to these twin boys, and I just adore them and love them, and they have blessed me so much in so many ways that I never thought possible. And it's just been incredible. I never ever thought I would do anything like that, but it's just been awesome. And the family has just been great. And so they're just the sweetest kids. Just, I love them so much. So that has also been something I've thought about going into maybe in the future. But it's been great. You know, I just work at the little elementary school and, you know, teach some social skills, and we work on stuff and be life skilled. It's just really fun. It's a great opportunity to love on these kids, and they're the sweetest kids.
Wow.
It's been really a great blessing. Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever heard of anybody working with autistic children on social skills. That's a new twist to me. So you actually take them out and teach them how to function socially outside.
I do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll go get ice cream, or we'll go to Target, or to a grocery store outing or something like that, and then we literally learn, you know, how people function on a day-to-day basis, you know, just buying groceries, paying for something, ordering food, you know, things like that they don't really know. Then we work on that, and it's so fun. It's the best job, and it's just, it's incredible. They're the sweetest things. So just if anyone ever gets around, you know, kids who have autism or any type of disability, it's just, they're just the most lovable kids. I love them.
Well, I know that so many autistic kids or disabled kids, many, many times are just confined to their home or to their present environment.
Mm-hmm.
And for you to be able to take these kids out into the public and teach them these skills is quite awesome.
Oh, yes. It's a huge blessing for me and for them.
Oh, it's great.
It's been great.
Well, Taylor Gentry, we're going to celebrate tomorrow your graduation from Oklahoma University. It's going to be a great day. And
I'm excited.
Yeah, we're excited for you. We're very proud of you and great to have you on BPN Radio. And I'm looking forward to the day where you're going to host some of these broadcasts here with your degree in communication.
Too.
Yeah. So why don't you say a prayer for maybe any of these parents that have autistic children and they've not thought about social skills that they might have outside of the home and any young people that really would like to go to college. Maybe they don't have the funds to go to college, or those that don't know what they're going to do in life.
Okay.
And so I know you have a great gift there. So you say a prayer before we go today.
Okay. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day, and I just thank you for this opportunity to be able to speak to so many different people, and I just want to thank you for my Papa, Dale Gentry, and his ministry and how he's impacting so many lives and through your work, Lord. And I just pray right now for any families out there that have children who with autism or with any disability in general. I just pray that you just give them the peace that they need, Lord, to function and to get by through their day, and for their kids, peace over their kids, Lord. And I just pray for divine connections and divine appointments for those families. And I just pray right now, God, for any young person out there who's graduating either from high school or from college or a major university or, any type of school, culinary school or ITT Tech, anything, or doing mission work. I just pray that you would give them the peace that they need, God, to know that you have a plan for their lives and that they can do it. If they want to go somewhere and they have a dream, that, you know, anything is possible. So I just pray over them, Lord, that you give them the strength that they need and the peace, God, that they need and the wisdom. And I just pray all these things in Jesus' name.
Thank you very much, Taylor Gentry, and glad to have you on the broadcast.
Thank you.
We'll be together tomorrow on your graduation. Thank you for being on BPN Radio. I sure love you.
I love you, too. Thank you so much, Papa.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's great to have my granddaughter, Taylor Gentry, on the broadcast today. And what a wonderful young lady. And I'm looking forward to her working with me here in the future on BPN Radio. Good to have you listening in. This is your 24-hour internet prayer station. And we're praying around the clock, around the globe, here on BPN Radio. And remember that you can get all kinds of information here on the BPN Radio website. All you have to do is just go to bpnradio.com. Some of you are on this site right now because you can, you have the opportunity to pray with me right here on the network. And you just go to the BPN Radio. If you're listening on your smartphone, you can listen on your computer. We're going to bpnradio.com. And there you can listen to BPN Radio. And if you're on your computer, then remember that you can pray with me on your smartphone. And if you want to download the app TuneIn, that is a great way. Just go to TuneIn. You'll probably have to listen to a 15 or 20-second commercial. But that will be a great way if you just go to TuneIn, www.tunein.com, and then you, of course, can download that app. And then when you go to BPN Radio, there we are. There we are. And so there's a free download there, and you can listen to us by TuneIn. And so you can listen to my computer. There's a little connector, a little transmitter that you can purchase, that you can listen, about $8 or $9. And it's a small wireless transmitter with a rechargeable battery. Will connect to your smartphone and then a free frequency to the transmitter. Then tune in your car radio to the same frequency so you can listen to BPN radio anytime, day or night, via your car radio as you go down the road. And I believe that there, if you just click on that image, you can, there is a place where you can order that little transmitter. I've not talked about this, but for $7.99 and free shipping, if you order, I guess, at least four or five of these, but you can order it for $7.99 plus shipping. So there you have it. Just go to the BPN radio, and you can download that little transmitter. So you can listen to us here on BPN radio. You can listen to us by computer, and you can listen to us by smartphone, and also by that little transmitter, that mini transmitter. And if you want to be a part of the BPN prayer network, all you have to do, if you want to get a daily prayer from us, you just go to letspray america.com. you can sign up, you can sign up yourself, and you get a daily prayer by email, and then you can sign up your city and your church. There's also a place to register if you want to be a prayer leader. And if you have a prayer request, right below that submitting your prayer request, and you just submit that prayer request, fill it out. It's amazing. And BPNradio.com, BPNradio.com. We have a promo about the Comanche Call. Dr. Larry Martin and myself are going back to Comanche on June the 25th and 26th. There'll be 2 days, one morning session, two night sessions, and we're going back to Comanche to talk about our beginnings, helping people get started, restarted, and there's a place to register. We're going to be going back to the church. We actually grew up in Comanche, Oklahoma. Gene and I got launched in full-time ministry there in that little town of Comanche, Oklahoma. And so if you'd like to join us for historical time, it's going to be great. If you'd like to, if you'd like to make a donation to Breakout Prayer Network, you can go down and click the donate button right below the world that is spinning, and you can make a donation to Breakout Prayer Network. And, of course, this broadcast is supported by the loyal listeners of this broadcast. You can make a donation using PayPal, your credit card, your debit card. You can even send a check to Breakout Prayer Network. Your gifts are tax deductible, and we are thankful. There's also a world that is spinning there on our BPN world map. People that have prayed with us, and it is just amazing what is happening there. The 64 nations that have connected with us to pray, which includes Singapore, Thailand, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Kenya, and Lebanon, and Burundi, and Moldova, Romania, and Greece, and Macedonia, and Serbia, and Croatia, Austria, Switzerland, Norway, Niger, Cape Verde, Paraguay, there's names I cannot even pronounce, Dominica, Chile, Jamaica, Honduras, South Korea, Vietnam, Uganda, Poland, Angola, Argentina, Colombia, Bahamas, Guatemala, Pakistan, Ireland, Puerto Rico, Venezuela, Turkey, Spain, Mexico, Philippines, Hong Kong, Netherlands, Malaysia, Russia, India, Portugal, Australia, Indonesia, Belgium, South Africa, Italy, China, France, Germany, Canada, Brazil, United Kingdom. That, of course, includes England and Scotland and Ireland and Wales, almost 70 nations of the world. So, Father, we just pray right now. Would you help me pray? Would you help me pray for the nations of the world right now that needs help? Jesus said, my house shall be a house of prayer for all nations. So we pray for the nations of the world. We pray that people will continue to be sent from America all around the world. For you said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And so we pray in Jesus' name today here on BPN Radio. We pray for nations of the world. We pray in the name of Jesus for nations that are suffering, nations where Christians are being persecuted for the sake of Christ. In the name of Jesus, we pray for these nations, Lord. Many of them going through difficult times, difficult situations. We pray for another spiritual awakening. We pray particularly for Nepal today, where hundreds of thousands of people have been left homeless or injured, where tens of thousands of people have lost their lives. And Lord, what we squabble in America about not having a large enough home or maybe not having enough money to go to a particular restaurant and eat, those people are just in the process of surviving for another drink of water, for another bite of food. So we pray for Nepal. We pray that Christians will reach out and will help them financially through legitimate ministries where they know where their money is going to go when they send it. So we pray for Nepal. Would you help me pray in Jesus' name for this nation? In Jesus' name, we pray the gospel of Jesus Christ will go around the world. We pray for people everywhere to pray on behalf of not only this nation, but other nations of the world. And we have some Arab nations that are praying with us. We just pray for them right now. We pray for all that's going on in the nation of Kenya, Africa. We pray in Jesus' name for your protection over them. We pray for the nations that are suffering persecution and terror from the ISIS groups and other terror groups in Jesus' name. We pray your hedge of protection about America in the name of the Lord. And we pray right now in Jesus' name today for the victims of the storms around the state of Oklahoma the last couple of days. We pray in Jesus' name that you'll protect this area and other areas that are under severe storm warnings today and tomorrow around Oklahoma, Texas, Kansas, Nebraska, and other areas of America. In Jesus' name, during this stormy season, we pray your hedge of protection about them in Jesus' name. And Father, we pray right now for this nation that there will be another spiritual awakening in America. And Lord, we know that all things are possible and nothing is impossible. And we know, Father God, that you've not given up on America. You've not given up on this nation. And so we intercede for the United States of America. We intercede for cities all across America. We pray, Lord, for 1,000 cities to be a part of the Breakout Prayer Network. We thank you for the over 1,000 churches that are praying with us. And now we pray for 1,000 prayer leaders. We pray in Jesus' name for 1,000 prayer leaders. And the people can go to bpnradio.com and they can sign up to be a prayer leader. And Lord, they don't have to have a church to be a prayer leader. They don't even have to have a church to have a prayer meeting in. They could have a neighborhood prayer meeting in their home or on the college, university campus in their high school. And even on social media, on Facebook and YouTube and other places, on youngpreachers.net, there's a lot of different places that people can form prayer groups, neighborhood groups all across America to help us pray, because we know, Lord, that just one touch from the King can change everything in our lives. And so we're believing you for it in Jesus' name. Several years ago, Godfrey Bertel had the number one song, Christian song, in the United Kingdom. And it talks about just one touch of the King. And here is Godfrey Bertel.
There's a battle raging over this land. A deep damage in the people. But pride stops us stretching out our withered hand. But God has stretched out to heal us, the sun knows. The sun knows. The sun knows. The sun knows.
Prophesy.
Eric Guthrie Birtle, Just One Touch from the King changes everything. One of my spiritual sons. And Godfrey's going to be in Austin, Texas on July the 4th and 5th at Cathedral of Praise, Austin, Texas, July the 4th and the 5th. And every day I send out a daily prayer. This has been going on 3 years now. I send out a daily prayer. And if you are not getting that daily prayer, you can go to letspray america.com. Letspray america.com. And if you'll just sign up, you'll get a daily prayer. And so I'm going to read some of those daily prayers right now. You can set yourself in agreement. And, of course, on these daily prayers, I ask you to say these prayers with me. And so they're easy to pray along with me. I do send out the prayers. I don't have other people sending them out. And so here is a prayer that, two or three prayers that I've given over the past few weeks. Father God, we come boldly into your presence this morning. By the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, we enter with thanksgiving in our hearts, so grateful for all of your blessings, knowing that you're thinking about us today, and knowing your thoughts about us are good thoughts to give us a future and a hope. We're asking you to give us the strength and courage this morning to keep moving, not to always be reverting back to our comfort zones, but helping us to move forward into our discovery zones, knowing that opportunities await us, incredible seasons that we've never experienced before, life-changing events that will take our breath away, jet-killing days that we will remember and celebrate forever, giving us another confirmation that life is made to live and enjoy, not just to endure. Give us the heart of a champion and eyes of a tiger today. May we declare that we're going to take time to live life and not just go through life. We're going to take time to rest, fly a kite, eat more ice cream, run in the rain. Help us to kidnap a friend and proudly declare to him or her that we have come to capture him or her for a day just so we can go out and have some fun. Boldly declaring to that person that it's time for some fun and today's the day. Help us not just to wait until the day we retire or for our annual two-week vacation or when we finally get our 401k. Let's get out and smell the roses soon and very soon. Have a picnic. Lay on the grass. Get a sunburn. Help us, Lord, to know you've called us to enjoy life and not just to fret so much. Relaxing and counting the stars at night. Laughing with you and dreaming big dreams, rehearsing those dreams until we realize that we were born to dream and born to fly. Thank you, Lord. We remember that we need another spiritual awakening in this nation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Here's a prayer that was sent in by a young lady by the name of Crystal Watson. And just want to read what she wrote here. And if you have a prayer, you can send it to us. It says here, Crystal said she's one that is a part of the BPN Prayer Network. She says, the prophet Elijah is a great example of this principle. For 3 years and 6 months, Israel had been plagued by famine until God promised the prophet that he would send rain. By the end of the same chapter, the promise was given. And so she said, I just want to encourage you today that even though we may think that hearts are hard as the desert in the summer, and that we may not be seeing any real fruit or success from even the broadcast here, she declares we are on the precipice of a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And so we just set ourselves in agreement with Crystal Watson and others that the soil that is being prepared because of the prayers of so many people that are praying across this nation and around the world for this nation, We set ourselves in agreement with her, praying that the earth is ready to receive the rain of the Holy Spirit. The ground, although it's hard and dried and cracked and is appearing completely hopeless, is being filled with the seeds that others, including myself and other prayer leaders and prayers and intercessors, seed that has gone into the ground is going to be released as we pray the prayers that we're praying, which are the rain prayers. Seeds that's going to bring life to others around us. Prayers have prepared the way for the Lord to do His work. And although we've not seen it happen, we declare, we set ourselves in agreement with Crystal, we declare it shall happen. It shall be. The work that myself and others are doing, ordained by God, will fulfill the purpose that it was sent to accomplish, and we will not grow weary. We won't retire. We won't give up. We won't pass the mantle on to others and sit down. But we will continue to pray, lifting up our hands, mentoring, guiding, and praying others for others. We declare that our strength is not spent. Our life is not at the end, for the Lord is renewing our strength and other prayer leaders and prayers to see the rains of the Holy Spirit falling on the ground that has been tilled. As it falls on the ground that we have been praying over for many years, I know that I've been praying, being a prayer leader for 30 years in this nation, and others will begin to see the seed begin to release and blossom and grow into what God has intended. We declare and decree it, that we will laugh with joy over the sheer victory of His word coming to pass. We will laugh in victory and praise to our God. We will laugh with God as we see His word coming to pass, being fulfilled. We will be filled with great joy as we see those who we thought didn't care about encouragement beginning to receive the words. And as we see them yield to the work of the Lord, the word of the Lord, they will begin to rise up and become the people of God that we've been prophesying over. They will rise up to complete and fulfill the word of the Lord that you spoke over them. And a youth generation like my granddaughter Taylor Gentry has been on with us today, young people begin to rise out of obscurity and begin to preach to their generation, will begin to declare the word of the Lord. And Crystal said, because of your faithfulness, because of your obedience to continue, although you have seen a little in the flesh, yet you and Gene are going to begin to rise up and fulfill the work of the Lord. In Jesus' name we declare it. Would you pray right now for Dale and Gene Gentry? Would you pray for us as we continue to lead prayer across America? We have been to over 30 nations of the world. Now we are concentrating on this nation, but we have sown many seed across America and around the world, seeds of prayer. Would you pray for me as I lead this prayer on BPN? And would you send me an email of encouragement? And let me know that you are praying with me, that you're listening to BPN. And all you have to do is just go to breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. 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 Just send me a letter. Let me know that you're listening, praying for me. Just a little word of encouragement there. And I would appreciate it very, very much. Thank you for all of your prayers. Thank you for all of your support. Thank you for listening on this Friday. And I would like to encourage you to pray with me just by going to letspraymerica.com. You can get daily prayers from me, more information about what's happening on Breakout Prayer Network. And you can invite your friends to do the same. You can go to my fan page, Dale Gentry fan page, and the prayers, daily prayers are on there, and some information about what's going on. And we're working tirelessly day in and day out for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. So very, very thankful and grateful Gene and I, this June, will be celebrating 49 years of ministry. And it's all about sowing into other people's lives and helping other people fulfill their destiny in life and to see God do in America what he desires to do. And, of course, America includes you, your family, your city, your church, your business, whatever it may be. So we bless you now in Jesus' name. Remember to go to bpnradio.com and sign up to be a prayer leader wherever you can lead prayer. Even if it's on the internet, even if it's on social media, you can have a prayer group. Sign up so we can include your name and you can be a part of BPN, Breakout Prayer Network, 1,000 prayer leaders, and you can do that. Thank you very, very much for being a part of Breakout Prayer Network. Father, we just want to thank you for what you're doing in the lives of so many, many people today. So many people that are hoping and believing and praying. And we set ourselves in agreement right now. In conclusion, for those that need healing today, that those that need a job, those that have a financial need, those that are in pain, those that are in distress, those that have come to a place, a demarcation in their life, and they don't know which way to turn, they don't know which way to go, we pray, Lord, that your will, plan, and purpose be done in their lives. And we pray, Father God, as they pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, that they will find the way, that they will hear a voice saying, this is the way, walk in it. Set up divine appointments, divine connections for them. In Jesus' name, thank you for listening to the broadcast today, here at this time or any time on BPN. Have a great day. We'll be back tomorrow at this same time or any time.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.